All that remains of the old GM stamping plant across the White River from downtown is a rusting metal skeleton. The towering structure sits in the back of a 10-acre lot. This is Indianapolis City County Councilor Kristen Jones's district. Her husband was a third-generation GM worker, one of the last to clock out when the plant closed in 2011.
He worked there at the GM stamping plant, his father before him, and his father before him.
She says in the neighborhood's heyday, you didn't leave your house in the early afternoon because traffic was so bad.
You know, that's when the shift change was. You know, the employees were leaving, the new employees were coming in for the new shift change, and it was just bustling.
But as production declined in the 70s and 80s, jobs went away, and so did businesses. Money to keep up the neighborhood wasn't coming in. A second wave of disinvestment happened in the 1990s when resident Jonathan Howe was growing up. Eli Lilly and Company built a new technology complex and bisected the community. The move resulted in the loss of some homes and businesses.
The grocery stores where I got to actually have a chance to meet my friends, that meeting space isn't available.
Howe remembers a more vibrant West Indianapolis.
The baseball diamond that used to be out here, you used to play baseball on, that's not available. There's a lot of things that as kids we had access to that now have been neglected and disappeared.
Now a local business owner, Howe heads the West Indianapolis Neighborhood Congress, a neighborhood nonprofit that works to improve quality of life. He takes issue with crumbling streets and industry encroaching on parks and playgrounds.
And you know, this is the constant fight is that we're fighting for the bare minimum around here.
He's been working for neighborhood reinvestment, and that looks likely now with the new Elanco headquarters and other redevelopment plans. Councilor Jones says the Elanco move is nothing like when Eli Lilly expanded in the neighborhood.
That is a blank slate over there on the GM property. We're not destroying businesses and homes for Elanco. It's not the same thing.
But reinvestment comes with its own concerns, and a big one is housing. Many in the neighborhood are keenly aware of the impact of gentrification. If affordable housing doesn't remain and increase, people will be pushed out. Neighborhood nonprofit West Indianapolis Development Corporation, or WIDC, Executive Director Lisa Laughlin says West Indianapolis is not alone in this struggle.
And every community in the country is trying to figure out that balance when it comes to redeveloping an area.
Laughlin says the loss of any current affordable housing would be an opportunity loss in many ways for many families.
We know that the best way to build financial stability in a family is through homeownership.
The Elanco development does include a mixed-use building adjacent to the site. Some of that will be affordable housing, but the state and city didn't want to comment on how many units. But if similar projects are any indication, it might just be a small portion, 30% or less. WIDC helps residents purchase homes, provides rental units, and aids neighbors in home repairs. Laughlin says she'll take all the help she can get to increase housing attainability.
So we are planning to build 4 new homes this year for homeownership for low-income families, families at or below 80% of the area median, but that's a tiny little bite. Being able to put in a multifamily building that could have up to 200 units, that's huge.
The Elanco project plans to break ground later this year. For WFYI, I'm Jill Sheridan.